Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Lacey Osborne, CEO and president of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. We set aside time every month to visit with them because the North Shore is a very, very important segment of the economic development landscape of our whole region here. And we're all intrinsically linked, and we need all of us to succeed as we try to move to the second tier city and metro area that you've heard me talk about a lot today. I don't know why it seems to be coming up in every conversation I have today, but it's important nonetheless. So Lacey, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, Noel.
Lacey, let's start out with the outcome of a most recent election, the parish tax rededication. I've had an opportunity to talk to Coop as well, Mike Cooper, the president, as well as Colin Sims, the DA. Your thoughts about why that did not pass, and what does that mean for St. Tammany Parish?
Well, Noel, it was very disappointing. As early as the 1980s, there were previously dedicated sales taxes to specifically fund our criminal justice system. Those renewals, which you can't take for granted that renewals are going to pass, but this renewal failed three times, and it was 6 to 8 years ago. There was three different elections, and it failed every time, so that was it. It was over. But the parish was and is still obligated to fund the district attorney's office, the courts, and the jail. So our chamber leaders, and I'm glad you've had Mike Cooper and our DA on, chamber leaders are communicating with some of our parish council members to determine some logical next steps to meet the mandate. So as always, we believe by working together as businesses and elected community leaders, we can come up with a plan that works for everyone.
There was something weird about this election. Certain people didn't vote in it, right? Those within the incorporated areas of the parish. Is that correct?
That is correct. And
how many incorporated government entities are there within St. Tammany? Do you know how many? I know Jefferson has six. I was curious how many St. Tammany
numbers.
Had.
I mean, our major cities, our largest is Slidell, Mandeville, and Covington. But we also have the town of Abita, the town of Madisonville, Bush, Sun. I'm sure I'm going to miss one or more. But yes, we have several. And the people that live within the city limits or the town limits, this did not appear on their ballot at all. So, and tax rededication, we here at the chamber, our job is to educate voters on issues, not just candidates, but issues. So we really pushed out some information on this because it was sort of a new word. What does tax rededication mean? And what does a mandate mean? Like, the parish is mandated to fund the criminal justice system. But they had this source of funding in this 2-cent sales tax forever, for 30 years. And when it failed, the anti-tax sentiment, and we don't like the fact that there's just distrust of elected officials and how our tax dollars are spent. So we are really working to communicate the reasons for the taxes that exist, and we are seeking transparency in how our monies are spent. So since the failure of this tax rededication, it's sort of like turning around and starting over, and how can we work together to come up with the funds that are desperately needed.
Now, one of the things y'all been concerned with is voter turnout, which is an outcome, right? And I understand that you guys have taken on an initiative and research as to why, the voter turnout has been so low. What have y'all come up with?
Well, you know, politics and elections, everybody's got opinions. And so the opinions that are out there are many. And the research is only, we can only base it on so far, the voter turnout. So St. Tammany voter turnout for this last election was extremely low. And we've discovered that voter fatigue may be an issue, but that's not the driving force of why people don't turn out to vote on election days or the many opportunities that early voting offers. So a lot of people, though, decide whether to vote based on how important they believe the items on the ballot are. Now, we tried to push the fact that criminal justice and the safety that we enjoy here in St. Tammany was very, very good reason to go vote. But it didn't work. It didn't turn out the way we had hoped. So we're still looking at that. We're still going to work on educating people and looking at the voter turnout. For example, everyone votes, the highest turnout will always be on a presidential election. And what we found is that if there are less candidates or no candidates, for example, like in the March 29th election where the rededication failed, and we have another election this Saturday with no candidates and only two issues, voters are less likely to get out and vote.
But they're important issues, right? The two that are on the ballot for this Saturday?
Very important. St. Tammany Parish Schools are one of our greatest assets, and the school board, if you look at our overall property tax structure and where the property tax dollars go, the school board is the largest recipient, and they have a renewal on this ballot. And the other thing on this ballot is Slidell Memorial Hospital. They are run by a board of commissioners, and they have grown tremendously since it was born, probably over 50 years ago. I'm not sure of that number. But we are hopeful that the school board renewal will pass, and we believe that Slidell will have a larger turnout because of the hospital millage on there. Another thing that was discussed, we do have a political action committee, and they have vetted both of those things on the ballot this Saturday, and just discussion of politics. So if we could work together to put similar initiatives on one ballot and have one election to create full ballots, it might increase voter turnout. So what was discussed was, could the parish combine proposals such as the tax rededication with the school board millage renewal? Voters are wary of, for example, it's 5 weeks between the March 29th election and this Saturday's election. 5 weeks. So, the school board millage and the hospital renewal, these are called one-off elections. Okay, they're called one-off. I had never heard that term before. But our leadership is made up of professionals with different areas of expertise, such as law, political consulting among them, communications, medical. We have a diverse board, our chamber board and our PAC board. So we learned that election dates are driven by when a millage expires, or if the parish has oversight of an entity, they can move that renewal's election date to have more than one thing, for example, on a ballot. But the Secretary of State and, in some cases, the legislature determine the dates and frequency of elections. So I know, Newell, that you are familiar, and I love your show when you have the political consultants on, and just trying to understand the politics. But in addition to a strong anti-tax sentiment, voters may think that the number of elections are for political reasons. But you can't blame the entities. You can't blame the school board. You can't blame the parish.
There's no doubt that there's those considerations. I mean, you know, the risk on a millage renewal always is if it fails, you want to give yourself enough time because that's dictated by state statute to be able to go back out to the public to retell your story, try to educate the voting public even more about, you know, the downside implications if it doesn't pass. And a lot of times the political climate is such that is completely and totally outside of your control. It's where it is because of the actions of maybe national leaders or state leaders as opposed to local leaders. And, you know, when the mood of the public gains momentum in a direction, it's hard to beat back that momentum and pass some of this. I mean, you know, we've been through the same thing with a jail tax and in the past. I remember Harry Lee did something that I thought was quite unusual. We had a tax that was up for the jail, and the school board had a tax that was up for education. And I never forget the day Harry Lee went to the podium and he said, look, there are two taxes here. If you don't want to vote for either one of them, I get it. I understand. But let me put it this way. If you're going to vote for one, if you're only going to vote for one, don't vote for mine. Vote for the education millage. And it's rare that you ever see that happen, right? You're always looking out for your best self-interest. But he recognized that long term, it made more sense to fund education, and that we would just have to make it work, right? And you know what happened was that one passed and ours didn't, and you know, we moved on. But the timing is trying to get it right to where you have the most success in passing that, because it's once you have it, to lose it, it only equates to one thing: cuts. I mean, that's you know, that's basically where you're at, cut back management. Cut back management is not fun. It's not easy. It's hard. You have to redefine oneself, and you got to think out of the box. And I think, you know, that's kind of where that is. Let's get to a break. We'll be right back. We're visiting with Lacey Osborne, CEO and president of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Lacey Osborne, CEO and president of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. I just want to encourage folks in St. Tammany to get out to vote. May 3rd is an election day. Lacey, I guess the entire parish is voting on these two initiatives, the millage renewal for the school board and the millage renewal for the Slidell Memorial Hospital.
Well, the Slidell Memorial Hospital is within that hospital district, but the school board millage renewal is parish-wide.
And, I guess that hospital district does not encompass the entire parish, right? Which is that makes it even more complicated, right along the lines of what we've been talking about, right? Only
nothing
certain people
easy.
Voted in March, and then a different set of people voted on May 3rd. I mean, we need not say too much more than that. This has been an interesting conversation. A lot of times you go vote, and you don't really think about all of the consequences of how this comes about. But before we leave, anything else that you want to mention?
Yes, thank you. I arrived here 25 years ago, 1999, and I remember the theme that I often refer to was then and now. The way things were then are not the way they are now. And the way things are now is not going to be the way things are in 5 years, 10 years. St. Tammany is going to continue to grow, and we're going to have to try to educate our voters to begin not only educate them, but to rebuild trust, because some of the distrust that happened over the years, there's new people sitting in seats in government that deserve a chance. And so we are going to work together with them to educate voters and help people understand that, you know, the lack of trust in government spending, the answer is transparency. So we are disappointed with the results of the tax rededication. Our chamber, the North Shore Business Council, several other civic organizations endorsed the rededication. And, you know, as you know, and we all talk about, there's a lot of misinformation out there. Social media opinions may impact those people reading it. So we just ask that our citizens give our parish president and council members, DA and judges, a chance to help them understand the importance. I've already heard of one, again, word of mouth, but it's a fact that one criminal case was delayed for 3 months because the DA is struggling with staffing and funding. And so we're just going to keep trying to push out the facts, and we're hoping that by getting facts out in all the different ways available and the credibility of our leadership, that we can educate voters and help them understand the reasons for these taxes. And I attended the Parish Council Finance Committee meeting yesterday, and they are going to work hard. And we were there, and we are going to work together to find
absolutely. And that's what it's going to take. That's what it's going to take, quite frankly. And as always, Lacey Osborne, we certainly appreciate your time, your insight. Best of luck to you. Lacey's the CEO and president of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. Always enjoy the conversation. Have a great week.
Same. Thank you, Newell.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.